Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamer. A new Perek of Eliezer de Mila, which the Perek is packed with all kinds of discussions about the mitzvah of Mila, which many people throughout the generations have used as a basis for what they speak about at their child's bris. One small point as we begin the Perek, the Gemara first Mishnah discusses the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about the halacha of machshirei mila. Not the mila itself. The mila itself is certainly a deicha Shabbos. However, there are different components that are necessary that have to come along with the bris. Are those deicha Shabbos or not? Rabbi Eliezer says the machshirei mila are deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says it's not deicha Shabbos. Why are machshirei mila deicha Shabbos? So we would like to say, and some of the Rishonim say this lashon, that machshirei mila are part of the mila. It's a mila arichta. It's part of the mila, and therefore it's deicha Shabbos, which is a chiddush, because even things that are done before the mila are also considered part of the mila, and they're deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara brings that b'mekimus Rabbi Eliezer, there would be cursing etzim, lases b'chamin, lases barzel b'Shabbos. They would do everything. They would do the machshirei mila, lahedya lechatchila on Shabbos. And Taisus in Yevamim, Staf Yudalim, or Aleph, says that purposely they would do this because of chibuv mitzvah. Now the question is, we know from the Achreinim, Shagasarye being one of them, in Simin Nuntes, and the Vilna Goyni Yerideya Simin Reish Samach Vav also weighs in on this shaila, is Mila on Shabbos Hutro Dechuya, and this is a discussion beyond the scope of this short shir. So, even if we assume that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Mila is Hutra on Shabbos, does Hutra say that it's mutter to do this l'chatchila? Does every hutra say that even if I could do it beheter, I should go l'chatchila and do the maisa be'isr because it is hutra? The Ar Sameach in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Karban Pesach Halach Yurches says that even something which I could do on Erev Shabbos without the chiyo, without being deicha Shabbos, he says that if the zman of the chiyuv has not yet arrived, then there's no reason why a person has to be worried and start preparing for the mitzvah. So on Erev Shabbos, the zman of the chiyuv is not here at all. So there's no reason why a person on Erev Shabbos has to start preparing for the bris. Reb Aaron Kotler, in his sefer, Mishnah Baron, Shabbos Simen Tezvav says, he brings a mechulta, Parshas Kisisa, Parsha Aleph, Perek Yud. The Pasuk says, V'shamu b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos la'asois es ha-shabbos lo deresom bris elom. B'l'yezer ha-imer, Lasois es ha-shabbos. And it finishes off, Tavar shehabris krusaloi ve'ezuzu zu mila. And he brings that the Malbim explains that Rabbi Eliezer is explaining Lasois bris olam. Lasois bris olam. Lasois es ha-shabbos lo deresom means the Lasois bris olam, that a person should make a bris, a mila, which is a bris olam. By doing a bris, by making a bris, he's not called a mechal Shabbos. Why? Because through the mila, there's a krisos bris on Hashraas Hashchina, which Shabbos shows us. Shabbos shows us Hashraas Hashchina. Hashem rested on Shabbos. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, mila is not just a mitzvah which comes on Shabbos. Mila is a mitzvah which is directly connected to Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, Lishitasai, Rabbi Eliezer, who says in the Mechilta that Mila is connected to Shabbos, he's going to hold that the Machshirei Mitzvah is part of the Guf HaMila. And therefore, L'chatchila, you could do this on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.